Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is happening? It is the Nintendo PowerCast episode 352. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you, and I'm totally not playing Elden Ring right now.
Johnny, press pause and say hello.
I am paused, all right? It is... I'm not the problem here.
Okay, all right. That's cool. That's cool.
Crawler just has to get good and catch up to me. That's really the problem.
That is true.
Fair. Okay. All right. Cheesy.
I got my new Nintendo shirt.
Your Nintendo stuff came in? That's sweet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. That's cool. We got my Nintendo stuff to talk about today. So, Cheesy, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? I'm starting to think that maybe these two are playing Elden Ring during our podcast.
I know. I think we got to, let's see. We're going to go like this.
Podcasts where I played Legends Arceus shiny hunting during the whole thing.
Noted. I've watched an entire episode of Star Wars while we were doing the Star Wars podcast. The animated episode. I was like,
and then yes, commented on it like 2 minutes later.
Yeah. So, you know, okay. The Switch is 5 years old. NPC is 5 years old. Me really launching the N64 Josh brand, like for real, is 5 years old. There's a lot of cool stuff happening. And I'm wearing my whoever threw that shell, your mom's, I'll leave it at that because we try to keep it family friendly. But if you remember the old meme from whoever threw that paper, shirts available, n64josh.com/store. But that one will be there forever. There are two limited edition NPC shirts in the store right now. There's not just shirts, though. There's coffee mugs. There's beer glasses. There's sweatshirts. There's tank tops. Whatever you want it to be. They say NPC on them. They're only going to be available until the end of March. After that, they go away forever. So it's limited edition.
How many days were in March, and that's why you didn't say the date. Because it felt like you were going to say March 31st, but then you're like, yeah, is there 31 days in March? I don't know.
That may have happened.
There's only 28 days in February. So, I mean, like, I don't blame him.
But there are 28 days in every month, though.
That's that old Trixie,
That's
riddle.
Yeah. Deep. We do want to say, hey, make sure to, I want you guys to plug your content real quick before we get too far into this. So Cheesy, where can people connect with you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
Perfect. Johnny.
I am Johnnybo everywhere. TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I just hit 140K on TikTok, so that's pretty cool.
Nice. Congrats. Crawler, you started to make more content this week. You started to tweet more. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna tweet more because it's fun. So
Twitter
is
fun. I do like Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, and Twitter was a dumpster fire this week with artisan builds and all that.
Mess. It's so, not tax evasion.
I saw you comment on that, but yeah, Star-Lord can go wherever he wants to go, and that whole thing is a mess. But Nightcrawler 724, Nightcrawlers without the E, I tweeted about Josh is a troll, and I tweeted about Peacemaker because nobody skips the opening credits on Peacemaker.
I skip it. I watched it once. And
No. Every single time. I watched that every single time.
I remember. So we were watching it, and my girlfriend was like, "Hey, I want to watch." And then I already skipped it. It's over.
You monster.
I have one more episode. I think I'm going to watch it.
It's good. So, that's a good series.
So it's the 5-year anniversary, right, of the Switch.
Wait, are we doing a review? Do you want to do a review?
Like Nintendo's like was relatively did they have one tweet today?
It was a Kirby tweet.
Yeah, it was this morning. Kirby was this morning.
No, it wasn't even until noon my time that they tweeted. So I had heard and everybody was saying welcome back. So did they kind of go quiet due to
did Wario tweet about Kirby before Nintendo did?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I made a TikTok of it, and it went crazy. Everybody was tagging their friends and stuff because they were like, "What? There's a
follow,
what?
Follow Wario64, man. That's how you find out about the stuff." And COVID tests. He tweets about that stuff now.
Right. Yeah, he's got all
It's not only the 5-year anniversary of the Switch, but it's 5-year anniversary of Breath of Wild.
Breath of Wild. Yep.
One-two switch. Oh, I tried to get it. Let me get in there first.
And was it like Bomberman?
And there were snipper clips.
Yep.
That was digital only. Right?
When it still is launched.
Yeah. They should make a sequel to that.
Oh, they did make a physical copy. They did.
Yeah, because they made DLC to it. It has like 6 different games now or something like that. So yeah.
I'm gonna have to brush that one off because I have that one. I haven't played in a while, but it is better with somebody.
Yeah, get the kids going. You'll just dominate them. They'll be crying. It'll be a great time. So, Nintendo's been relatively quiet and not much today. We have Mario Day coming out in
a week?
5 days, right?
A week, no.
Is it? It's the 3rd.
That's the 10th. Today was the 4th.
I put this all together for you this afternoon.
Bro, it's been a day, okay? It's been a day. Yes, so in 1 week. Do you guys think we're going to hear Chris Pratt go, "Hoo-hoo, it's a me"?
I kind of hope so. I mean, for a teaser trailer, it's probably coming out in December, right? Or at least we think it is. It says holiday.
I think they did say December, didn't they?
I think right holiday. Now it's just holiday. Mm. But I mean, this would be the time to get out a teaser trailer and on Mario Day. I mean, it just kind of makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. I'm ready. I'm ready to
see what they've been spending like two and a half, three years working on.
Yeah. And what's weird is I like talking with different, my chats and seeing some people on Twitter and stuff. Like, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are very excited about it. Like they're worried about like some of the last stuff that the studio made. And
what character is going to be a minion?
It's going to be the Goombas.
Yeah. The Goombas are going to be minions.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I'm sign me up. Like, I'm all for it. Like, let's add some great humor and stuff. Like, maybe it won't be the big Goombas, it'll be the minis, like from Mario 3, you know, the ones that were like flying around on the ones that were in the, they were like, are these little guys in the blocks making them jump, you know? It was like the same sprite that was the mini Goomba was also like that springboard. So
I made a TikTok about this recently, and I just think that the Mario movie is going to be a huge hit whether people are excited to see it or not. I mean, like, this will be the first time that we hear these characters speak complete sentences. I mean, if you don't count like the Super Mario show, but
I count the first movie. Why wouldn't you?
That's fair. I'll give it to you. But no, I don't know. There's a lot to be worried about, I guess. You know, you have these actors who aren't professional voice actors. Some of them are. But and then you also have Illumination Studios, which is hit and miss. I think they have a very low budget when they make movies. So that's why they're going to make a lot of money is they're just going to make profit. But I don't know. I'm excited just to see. And we already have rumors of Donkey Kong movie being in development. Charlie Day has said that he wants to do a Luigi's Mansion movie if they ask him. So Like, I really hope it is successful so we get these spinoff movies.
I'm not worried about the actors at all. Like, you talked about not being professional voice actor. Like, look at Toy Story back in the day. It was Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, both that were regular movie and TV actors, and they killed it and did what, four movies? Aren't they doing a fifth one here in a little bit?
They're doing Lightyear.
Lightyear. That's Chris Pratt.
Chris Evans.
No, it's Chris Evans.
Oh, okay.
Chris. Different Chris.
The other Chris.
The one thing that I am worried about, I just saw Uncharted this past weekend, and Tom Holland just played Tom Holland. So I'm hoping like Chris Pratt doesn't just play Chris Pratt.
Play Star-Lord.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you want Tom Holland to play Nolan North? I mean...
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. It just kind of takes you out of it.
Because like, sometimes it comes off as them, like, mimicking, like... Trying too hard to be that character.
Yeah, they needed to make Uncharted.
He was literally just Peter Parker. Like, it was the same character he plays in every single movie.
They needed to make Uncharted about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, 15 years ago, and it needed to be Nathan Fillion. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic. Chat is asking, Cat Rocks is asking, who is winning in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe? Right now, I have the crown, but...
just a numbers game there.
Do you think we'll see more Mario Kart stuff on Mario Day? Maybe they'll show the next wave after.
We know all eight courses coming out this month, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That comes out on the 18th or 17th or something.
18th. Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. I hope they're not done with Mario Kart. I hope that they're going to
netcode update and meta update. That's what we really want.
How do they not celebrate their most sold game? Like the 30, like they do. Give us a Mario Kart Game & Watch at least, like something.
What day is the anniversary of the SNES release? Do we know
the like the actual SNES?
No, Mario Kart on SNES.
I just know it's 92, and back then stuff was coming out in Japan. August 27th, 1992. But I don't know if this is Japan or US, because
released Japan and North America in 1992 and Europe the following year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I see August 27th is what shows up, but I'm assuming that is the US. I'm just on Wikipedia right now. So, but yeah, so I mean, that's summertime, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I'll buy another Game & Watch.
Yeah, no, I don't want a Game & Watch. I want them to make like give us something that showcases what to celebrate the title. Like, just celebrate it. So
I'll buy another physical copy if they do something fancy with it. That's how they could sell more copies.
I'm proud of myself that I have not purchased those Game & Watches. Those are like the two things that I haven't bought. The Zelda Game & Watch and the Mario Game & Watch.
That's because they're physical. So I do have to say what's up to RX Gaming for the raid. And he's been on this show before. I called him Damn It Shell, and he calls me Sega Josh because of it. It's Damn It to Hell with the monster raid. Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome on in. We're recording episode 352 of the Nintendo Powercast. So welcome, raiders. So
I have one of these Game & Watches set on standard time and one on daylight savings time.
He'll get back to it eventually. Don't
worry. Yeah, in a week and a half, we get back to it.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully they do something with Mario Kart, and you know, the who knows if we're going to hear anything tomorrow about the just celebrating the Switch or whatever. Who knows? But they did drop Kirby
today.
I know it was. I know. But I think they were quiet because of what's happening in the world right now, from what
understanding. Yeah, that's true. Good point.
So maybe
they'll... We have Triangle Strategy coming out tomorrow, too, and they haven't promoted it at all. Yeah. So, like...
I mean, and a lot of places are pulling digital sales in Russia. Mm-hmm. They're pulling physical sales. IKEA and Apple and esports teams are pulling. FIFA is pulling Russian teams out of FIFA. Like, there's a lot that's being done by the games industry. And there's some Polish game developers that I don't know if it's still going on, but like This War of Mine, that game developer, I forget, 11-bit or something like that, I think was their the game studio, but they were taking pretty much all the funds raised from their game sales last week and donating it to the Ukrainian Red Cross. So there's lots that gaming is doing. CD Projekt Red released a statement, I think, today or yesterday.
Pokemon did too. Pokemon's donating, I think, $200,000 to the cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't read the comments.
But I mean, yeah, they're not pretty. But
the internet can't have anything nice. I mean,
yeah, no. We're talking about Pokemon later, but they also put out a statement that they wanted to hold back the presents, but they couldn't. Mm-hmm. Whether that's true or not, it still is nice that they did that, and they weren't creating buzz. So it was just like, if you still want to watch it, you can, but we're not going to like hype it up and make this about us, which is cool. I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of teams that are putting their focus where it needs to be.
Yeah. So avoid the comments. Even Mikey the Time Wizard.
I mean, that's just a general rule of thumb.
That's a general rule on Twitter, Reddit, and
Twitter, Twitch. Well, maybe not Twitch, but TikTok. Definitely TikTok.
YouTube.
Right.
Just avoid it.
Yeah, for sure. So we did get to, some of us got to play Kirby. My day was bonkers. I had maybe so much
play Halo so much.
I had so much work.
Mario Kart. Then, you could have done that on stream. Like,
oh my god! Yeah, you were playing Mario Kart,
and then
you guys, I would have had a riot on my hands after my TikTok live. They were like, Mario Kart now! Like, even before I was in, my streams weren't even live yet, and I was noticing the chats were like, why aren't we starting? Where are you? I was like,
there is a car in Kirby. You would have been fine.
Yeah, you would have been good.
I know.
It takes I don't know, 10 minutes. It's super short.
Oh, well, I thought it was like the first three worlds and,
it is.
Like, well, it still takes like 5 minutes. Oh, I'm just going to make it.
I mean, Johnny played it in between Halo matches. So
yeah, I was playing in between Halo matches.
All right. Well, Mikey the Time Wizard says, I loved the Kirby demo. I'm really looking forward to the full game.
Can you play it on wild mode or on
baby mode?
I forget what it's called. It's like breeze mode. I think it's called breeze mode.
There you go. It's like hurricane or breeze mode. Nate said Mario Kart was good tonight, though. Yeah, we had a ton of laughs. And I do want to remind everybody, my stream schedule now is Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific is when I'm starting. And we're just ending when we end. So it's typically going 2 hours, but it may be less or maybe more. So come hang out for that. It's a good time. But yeah, so you guys all got to play. Mikey says he liked it. Cheesy, kick us off. What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, I'm not even that big of a Kirby fan, but the way that this game looks and the lighting and the whole demo, I was just smiling the whole time. I do wish that it was more like Super Mario Odyssey than like 3D World. I wish that I could move the camera around because it is very detailed. You want to like see everything that's in this game, but the camera is fixed and you can move it a little bit. Like you can tilt it. Yeah, you can tilt it, but
Johnny, what'd you think in between Halo matches?
That was all right. I mean, I'm interested to see what else we can, because there's a trailer that you get at the end after completing the boss fight, and the areas that they show look really cool. I still think it's too easy. It's very easy. I played on wild mode. I don't know what breeze mode is.
It gives you more. It gives you extra life, more health.
Well, I mean, wild mode was like Arik said, was not too wild.
Yeah. But it's a Kirby game. It's a Kirby
game. RX Gaming's wild mode was not too wild, but good. So
it's probably
maybe I'm just spoiled with. Yeah, maybe I'm
Elden Ring for the last week.
With Elden Ring, and like,
yeah,
you want to die. That lets you know you're dead inside.
No, it was fine. It was fine. I'll pick up the full game when it comes out. The finding, there's some like collectibles you can find in every level, Swaddle Ds and NFTs. Yeah, NFTs are in there.
I saw one of the comments on was like Nintendo's NFTs. It stood for like need. I don't know. Need. I can't remember what the F was. It was so funny though. It was like, we need more information on Donkey Kong is what NFT stood for. And I was just, was cracking up.
Maybe we're going to be talking about even more stuff that feels like NFTs here soon. So
it's true. Oh, yeah. I drained some of my points for the Mario ones of those.
Yeah. Let's tell, what do you think about Kirby Crawler?
The trailer at the end has me more. I was already kind of excited for the game, but the trailer at the end has me even more excited. There's characters from the franchise that are coming. I know some people are worried about spoilers. It's a Kirby game. I mean, but there's characters that we're seeing that were not present in like Star Allies and some of the other stuff that we've seen. And I think it's going to be more fleshed out. There is a way you can go back in the demo. There's like upgraded versions of the weapons Kirby, the abilities Kirby gets to have. So I'm excited to go out and at least try that here now that I have that part unlocked on the demo. But it looks like he gets some like Elden Ring sword to swing around a little bit there at the end. So they've been paying attention to what's going on.
One thing it was kind of jarring that it was like level based. I don't know if that's what the full game's going to be like.
What were you expecting?
I thought we were. Then, were you looking for like the Mario 64 hub? Oh, we're kind of.
Yeah, I was looking for like I thought the Waddle Dee Village was like a hub.
This might be a vertical slice. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It was like little picture frames that of 1, 2, 3 that you went through. I don't know. I'd be excited if the Waddle Dee town like had ways to get to each of the biomes, but I'd be okay if it's the way it was in the demo. We're kind of anticipating it not being a seamless kind of work because Odyssey wasn't even that. Like you had to go fly in the Odyssey.
Yeah, but I was thinking it was going to be more like Odyssey where you just go to, you know,
he's got stars to fly on. So I mean, he kind of is doing that, but I don't know. It'll be a good time. I'm excited for it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna play it tonight after we wrap up, probably while I'm hanging out. I do want to give a quick shout out to Sean Capri, who joined us last night, who's raiding right now, raiding the Twitch chat. So welcome on in, Raiders. Glad you guys are here. And hope everybody had a good stream. So Crawler, you brought up the like we're kind of getting like semi achievements with rewards and submissions. I'm all about this. Like, sign me up for this kind of stuff. Is Nintendo getting it right? What do you guys think?
All right. So I had colorful adjectives in our private chat because you have to do the Switch missions through the Nintendo Switch Online app on your Switch. I'm on my Nintendo right now on the website and I'm looking and I'm kind of hopeful that maybe they'll update it here in the future and put missions and redemption on the website because that would be nice, or auto redemption because I had to like, there's 4 missions. I forget. I remember 3 of them. One was like cloud update. One was play. The mission was weird because it was like play NES app online. But then it's like featured game, Mario Brothers 1, like, and I played Mario 3, I played it a little bit and then I came back out and I tried to redeem it and it wanted you to go play Mario 1. So I went and played 1-1, I think went to 1-2, went to the Warp World. I went through and I died on some jumps cause I don't like playing Mario 1 on a pro controller. It's kind of weird, But I did that
can
and I
you,
went back.
Can you get all of the pieces from 1 week's worth of challenges?
So the Mario, I went and I redeemed all of the Mario stuff. So there's 10 icons.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ones that were 10 points each, I think. So those are, that's 100 points for all of them. So that yes, because you earn 100 points a week. I believe it's a week. I need to go clarify. I don't know if either of you, any of you have remember what it said. But, and then there was like borders and there was like backgrounds were all 5 coins each. So I ended up spending 150 of my platinum points on just the Mario Odyssey stuff. There is Animal Crossing stuff, but that just ends up draining points. And then I'm glad I didn't drain all my points because Wario 64 teased today that there's going to be N64 cover artwork of Star Fox, Mario 64,
Mario Kart 64,
Mario Kart, and yeah. So yeah,
there's the box art in a keychain. There's gonna be some
good physical rewards coming.
It's on my Nintendo's front page or whatever, or the store's page, yeah, or whatever. It's
It doesn't say how many platinum points they're gonna be though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if so, the posters,
I'm glad they're bringing more. I'm glad they're making points easier to redeem because if there's ever anything cool, then I'm pulling out Fire Emblem Heroes or whatever it is, and I'm grinding missions for 100 points a pop, which is kind of tedious. And I like the using your Switch to get 100 points a week. It's nice.
Yeah.
But the app is clunky. It's slow. It took me a long time just to wait for it to load. I don't know what they have packed into that app. They need to pull out the launch to the Nintendo Switch Online. They need to pull all of that stuff out of there because it's bogging it down because it's talking to the eShop and doing other stuff, I think. And it's also just have to way too clunky.
You have to have Nintendo Switch Online to even do
that
this.
Does that icon pop? We all have Switch Online, so I don't even know.
It's there because it's a sale. It's a way for them to sell it.
Yeah, I was true. Told that you need Nintendo Switch Online in order to actually take advantage of the icons and stuff.
Well, the missions were all tied to it, I think, because one was play a Nintendo Switch Online game. One was cloud backup, which is a feature of the service. One was NES classic game. And then I forget what the fourth one was, but I think they're all tied into something dealing with the service.
So the fourth one is just checking my Nintendo.
Okay. So yeah, when you logged in, it automatically did it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So being in the app and getting to that rewards page must be a precursor of the service as well. It's them adding value. I mean, if I can get 100 points a week, I can get some physical stuff. And they had a big restock on my Nintendo this week as well. I came into Josh's Twitch chat the other day and I was like the Metroid Dread posters, which
I went to go look at them today and order them, already gone.
They're super cool posters.
Yeah, I went to go
get some frames. You gotta get some frames.
I know. I got a few different things I need to get framed. Yeah, I know.
But they sold out quick
though. Like, the icons are cool. I made a little frog icon.
Like an Odyssey frog?
I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting for Xenoblade. I'm going to spend all my points on Xenoblade.
Yeah, oh, so, okay. So they refresh every week. Mm-hmm. So right now it's Mario Odyssey and Animal Crossing, but I think next week will be something else.
Well, and I thought I had read somewhere that they said Animal Crossing is tied to the villagers that have birthdays in the month.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Axel on there. I didn't know Axel had a birthday, and I saw my boy Axel because
your boy Axel.
He walks around in a muscle shirt in my island half the time.
Yeah, he's.
It's interesting because like they did something that seems to add value to the Switch and makes it more personable, which I feel the Switch is really missing. Because like we don't have themes, even though there has been a themes tab since the day of
the precursor to themes. I think it's just a precursor.
That tweet, well, so when Nintendo put out the tweet and missions and all that kind of stuff and the stuff you could get, one of the first tweets I saw was like, "Don't forget what they took away from you," and they showed the 3DS.
I think it's coming. Themes I think it's coming.
I mean,
well, I hope so. Yeah,
I hope not because it can't even open the Switch app right now, and everything's so slow. Like you start adding animations and more sound effects, and it's going to slow everything down more. I think. I hope not, but I mean.
They can make so much money. They were charging like $1 or $2 a pop for a theme.
You open my DS and it's like all the Mario 1 sounds and the classic art. Like, yeah, like I love it.
But I was thinking about this release because this was another one that they released silently through the week. They didn't say anything about it. It was just kind of like, hey, here it is. And we found out through other outlets. Nintendo... I mean, this is all stuff that they could have done within the first year or second year of the Switch, but I think this is kind of like a strategy that they have is like having all of us complain that we don't have this feature yet. And then years later it shows up and we have something to talk about and it's exciting. And it's like, it still keeps the Switch fresh. I mean, we're in its fifth year and they said that it's only at its halfway point. So well, like, if they did all of this in the beginning, like I guess something
happened this week that I don't think we're halfway through. I think we're
go ahead, John.
95% through.
did you two listen to the episode Josh and I did last night?
No. I mean, what leaked that? Was it a chip?
Yeah, NVIDIA. I'll pull the whole article back up.
NVIDIA was cyber attack. And there was language in there that indicates that the chipset that's currently being used is upgraded and they have NVIDIA encoding on it that is showing that it could potentially be a Switch Pro.
So do you think that when they say the Switch is halfway through its life, they don't actually mean this like version of Switch? They also mean like they just mean the Switch name because they're obviously going to have the second Switch and it's going to be backwards compatible. Like it should be because yeah, they have DS so many and people.
3DS. 3DS can play DS games. I mean,
yeah,
it looks like shit. Oh, sorry.
Got to edit.
Time 32 minutes.
32 minutes. 32 minutes. 32 minutes. But no, I think so. When they say life cycle, like the 3DS, even after the Switch came out, still, you know, produced games and was still being sold. So that, I mean, they could have it alongside whatever this next iteration is. Based on what I was seeing, it wasn't a Switch Pro. It's like the next generation of Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in the dock you have, Johnny. They just got to turn it on.
Yeah, they just got to turn it on. Just turn it on.
Well, this is what we talked about last night. Some is like, is this the new Switch? The new Switch, the new 3DS, mm-hmm. better processor, but still plays the same games. I think Crawler and I were kind of in agreement last night that we see this positioning as the Pro. That I mean, the way they talk about this potentially being able to do like ray tracing and some different tech that's not even available in the current model to then make that the 350 model, the OLED, the 300 model, and the Switch Lite, the essentially having a 2DS wedge at $80 and the 3DS and then the new 3DS.
And Redbox Switch goes away once they price it to sell and they get inventory out of current Redbox Switch, move OLED to be current Redbox Switch at 300 and new slash pro at 350, 400, whatever they need to do to make their profit, because they do that on systems. And then they release it day and date with Breath of the Wild 2.
And Mario Kart 9. That's all they got to do. That's all you got to do to sell systems. Drop Mario Kart 9 with it.
I feel like we need to make a bet, because I feel that Breath of the Wild is coming out this year.
Oh, man.
Well, I think a Switch can come out this year.
I don't know.
You think a Switch will come out this year?
Yeah.
Okay, but I have to throw this out here, because it sounds like Johnny's saying this is going to be a new Switch, right? Like an updated...
Yeah, I think this is going to be the next Switch. Like the
okay,
next...
so if... But it's just backwards compatible with...
Yeah.
But then
I don't think it's a Switch Pro. I think it will be like a leap.
So you think it's going to have games that don't play on the 100 million Switches that are in the wild?
Well, I mean, new 3DS had that. You couldn't play Xenoblade.
They had three games.
Yeah, I mean,
Xenoblade and Minecraft and like
and the Warriors and SNES games.
And SNES games, yeah, so bizarre.
No, I mean, so like I said, all they got to do to sell the successor of the Switch is launch it with Mario Kart.
So we're talking it'll be end of 2023 or whatever the last DLC.
Yeah, so 2024, I think March of 2024, they launched the Switch 2 with Mario Kart 9. And then sell another 100.
Do they call it Switch 2 or is it New Switch? Like
it's New Switch U.
I.
No, they have to number it. Switch I. They have to number it.
New U Switch. New U Switch I. That's what it is. New U Switch
or
I.
Or be a completely different. No, they're not getting rid of the Switch name yet. But they have to number it. They can't do the U. They can't do the new. Like it has to be. Like people, that's why people like PlayStation so much, because they just number it. So
But Nintendo is not PlayStation. I mean, they're gonna do their own thing. They came up with Wii.
Yeah.
And then
they screwed up with Wii U.
PlayStation plays coy. They won't even admit when the PlayStation 5 was coming out. They're like, the next PlayStation. They wouldn't even say PlayStation 5 until they were ready.
I mean, it's better than Xbox, right? It's better than Xbox.
Well, Xbox is Xbox. Totally just scoobard that. And
but yeah, I think it's. But I think we could do a bet with Breath of the Wild 2 if it's coming out this year or not. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Pokemon got announced.
Segway.
Who's taking the bet? Who's taking the bet?
I think Josh and I are in the camp that I think we're split down the middle here where we're sitting. That Josh and I are on the camp that I think we're getting.
I think
least
Cheesy
something.
Is too. I think Cheesy thinks Breath of the Wild is coming
so
out.
So here, I'm on my own.
Johnny, if it's not coming out this year,
I'll get it right. Hang on. Be like
they
this.
Need to announce something soon, right? There. Because that's what it is.
It's a battle royale. It's us versus
it. Here's a story.
But like they have a Zelda game come out every year, and yes, there's been rumors of possible Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, right? But I feel like we need to know about something before we go into E3. If you go into E3 and they're like, hey, Breath of the Wild is delayed, sorry, like what do you have that is bigger? That is going to be a huge downer.
Gen 9.
No,
Johnny,
man.
Did you punch your camera? Because you are frozen.
Oh, not on my screen.
Not.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, he's good here. But okay, so Cheesy, this is what happened with Animal Crossing.
Okay, but yes, but even though that's a huge bummer that Animal Crossing did get delayed, we got Banjo-Kazooie right after that being in Smash, and then they announced Breath of the Wild 2. So like, yes, that was a bummer for Animal Crossing fans to hear that the game was delayed. But you know what? We had something better for you.
And so now I'm hearing that either Mario Galaxy 3 or Mario Odyssey 2 is going to get announced when Breath of the Wild gets delayed. Now I may be on Johnny's side. I don't know.
They have Mario Kart DLC now. So, like, their year is huge. They don't need Breath of the Wild 2. They don't need it. They don't need it.
Okay, I'm going to push back on this, though. I talked about it on my individual episode. And I think Nintendo right now is being more aggressive than they ever have been, right? Like, how many games this year are coming out in the same month? Like, that they're dropping two games in the same month.
And we got Triangle Strategy and Kirby this month. We got
Nintendo Sports coming out.
Well, then you have
we got Advance Wars next month. We got their year is full.
Yeah. And so I think they're just going, look, we have 100 million units out there now. And the most we've sold is 43% of one game to that whole bit, right? With Mario Kart. And so they can look at, there's going to be people that buy Pokemon and not Zelda and vice versa. And there's going to be a lot of people that will buy both of them. And we're not just buying one Pokemon though. Oh no, we'll buy the box.
I've bought the two pack every time.
Yep. And
since the Switch, I bought the two pack.
I don't think Nintendo's slowing down right now. I think they are like, you know what? We are dominating.
So we were talking about Mario earlier, right? The Mario movie is supposed to come out this year. They could drop a Mario game. It's been 5 years since Odyssey. They could drop something Mario.
Like I hope that team is working on something.
It's just super quiet on Breath of Rabbids, Wild 2.
Rabbids is the Mario game maybe this year.
Yeah.
Is that June?
Oh, yeah, Rabbids.
Does that have a month? That's coming out?
I don't think so yet.
So Ubisoft maybe talks about that at E3 then.
Xenoblade 3. Like this year's huge already. Like do they need Breath of Wild?
It's just 2022 for Rabbids right now. We don't have an exact date, so
Bayonetta 3.
I'm not saying we need anything, but I feel like the momentum that Nintendo has right now, this is on point for them with what they're doing. Like, it will not surprise me whatsoever if Zelda not only comes out, but possibly in the same month as Pokemon, so that they can possibly be out before Game Awards.
Okay, maybe. So if Breath of the Wild does get delayed, then what Zelda game, I mean, is it a port or is it something new?
And Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
Okay, so where does that fit in the schedule?
October.
August.
What's coming August, out in September.
We don't know anything. We know Xenoblade
and Breath of the Wild 2 is supposed to come out this year. That's all we know.
Mario Kart 8 DLC is going to be in the fall too. So you have that as well.
Mm-hmm. With the first one coming out the end of Q1, I think there's a chance we see three Mario Karts, this DLCs this year and three next year.
Yeah. That's how they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless there's, you know.
All right. What are the stakes here? All right. Do we do, I don't know, the ghost pepper challenge or the ghost chip challenge or whatever?
The one chip challenge?
Cheesy. I saw you were eating hot sauce.
He's putting hot sauce on a spoon.
So we can do something like that. You know, we can do something like that.
I like a lot of heat, so
I do too.
We can do the one chip.
Well, we're gonna force Josh to beat a game.
I gotta do two chips.
No, if we do the one chip challenge, are we a crawler and Josh? Are we all on the same page, or are we flipping sides? Where are we? I think it's coming out this year.
Breath of the Wild 2? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's coming out this year.
Josh,
I do too, but I will just be on Johnny's team just so we can be equal.
So you can just divide it up.
Yeah, we have 2v2.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you heard it here now on an NPC, 352?
Yep.
Ghost chip challenge. If
Breath of the Wild one chip does challenge. Doesn't come out, Crawler and Cheesy have to, and since they live close enough, you guys have to do it in the same room. Like, I want to see you guys like crying together.
Also, like, so, if it's January 1st, we win, right? January 1st.
Yeah.
I'm just full disclosure. I'm one for one on bets like this. I want to bet about Final Fantasy VII Remake getting delayed.
Yeah.
And it got delayed like 3 weeks, and I won the bet.
that was probably an easy bet. I just want Breath of the Wild 2 to come out well before Keeley's November cutoff. Because I want to
the first. I don't think that's even possible. Like,
no,
unless it comes like out in October. Because Forza, I guess Forza was on it.
Yeah, it's sometime in November. It's like November 18th or something like that. They give like 2 or 3 weeks, I think. Of
that's Gen 9 spot.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's coming out in 2022. If once we get to January 1st, then you win.
What if it gets delayed, like officially? Does that cut off the bet, or do you have to wait until it comes out?
Cutoff date last year was November 19th.
Okay.
So right, I want to see Breath of the Wild go up against Elden Ring. I think that would be, and is Ragnarok coming out this year? Like it's going to be a stacked Game Awards.
Horizon Forbidden West came out.
Yeah. Well,
even Arceus could be
that poor series gets overshadowed a week later every time it comes out.
Sorry, it's still sold. Like
it did.
You just said it like Uncle Roger.
I saw a news article today that was like the disappointing 88 on Metacritic for Forbidden West. It's like, yeah, compared to the 98 on Elden Ring, yeah, it's going to seem disappointing, but it's not disappointing.
No. So, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm taking the bet that it's not coming out, but my gut feeling is that we're going to see it in October.
We'll know more in June.
October?
You guys might be able to eat your chips in June.
I don't see.
But if it is not talked about at E3, it's definitely.
Oh, it's not, definitely it, delayed.
It's definitely.
I was confident
in June if that's the case.
I was confident it was coming out this year until this past weekend.
They confirmed it. They confirmed it with their shareholders at the financials. That it was on track.
They tell them what
they want to hear. But
Redis also... Crawler said that my mouth just started salivating, so we may be in trouble, Johnny.
No, I don't lose. I don't lose. All right, I don't lose.
Just saying, if it's delayed, they need to tell us before going into E3. That's going to be a huge bummer. It's the biggest game that people are expecting to hear at E3 this year.
Well, more Pokemon too, because we kind of glanced over it and went back to this bet, but Pokemon Day happened,
mm-hmm.
and. There's events in it got me playing Unite again. There's events going on in Unite. There was an update to Arceus. I don't know, you the two Arceus hunters up there can maybe tell you what's going on. I'm not exactly sure what they did.
It's called Daybreak.
They ruined your shiny hunting, right?
Kind of. Like you can't I don't think you could reset for the same outbreak anymore. But these like mass outbreaks, like what the update is there's just a ton of outbreaks on the map at any given time. So you just go around the map to get the outbreaks. But I was a little disappointed that they didn't give us DLC info. Like I thought it was kind of,
they gave you a whole new generation.
Yeah, but.
But what?
Yeah, but more. Pokemon does not release enough stuff, all right? They never release things.
Oh, they're making a new show.
Yeah.
That was in the thing. And that's cool.
It's big news.
But yeah, I mean the biggest news is definitely Gen 9, which is in the Arceus engine. It's said to be fully open. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that means
I think they said no buffer screens, right? No, I believe
that when I see it.
Well,
you're just gonna be walking through tight rocks real slowly. You know,
like it takes a long time to open the door into the Pokemon Center or something like
that. Yeah, I can't wait to play Pokemon Violet. Like Violent, you know, like it's. Yeah. I just
can we talk about the logos? The logos are pretty bad.
Don't like them?
No, it's like my first Photoshop. Like if you look at Pokemon Sword or even like Sun and Moon, like they look like Arceus's logo is awesome.
Yeah.
But then you just have like this, like, I don't know, Comic Sans region, Bond.
Is it really Spain?
Yes. Yeah, it's Spain.
Has that been confirmed or is that
just confirmed? I mean, I don't know if they confirmed it, but it's all the starter names are Spanish. and
it's tropical a little bit.
Do you think
there's a map? There's a map in the trailer that shows mm-hmm. Spain.
It's like Spain and Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. I do. I got a quick shout out to the Nintendo Dads. Make sure you guys are listening to the Nintendo Dads podcast or follow them right here on Twitch. And Crawler, I thought we just lost the whole stream right there. So I'm just like,
I'm taking Wig Duck. Who's taking Wig Duck with me?
Quaxley. Yeah, me too. Like, call it by his name because it's a perfect name. Quaxley is a perfect name.
Is the other one Grass Cat?
No, it's Spirigatito or something. Or, I don't know how to say it.
I'm calling it Grass Cat.
This is Cut Quake the Rope, Coco. Dude. This is Cut the Rope.
So it's a pepper, right? It's a pepper.
Uh-huh.
So there's that's another indication of Spain.
And how long do they make us wait until we see Final Evolutions?
Oh, probably
pretty much until like the release.
The week before.
Yeah. Like for Arceus, they didn't even show it before the game came out.
You just got to find a green Incineroar from Smash, and that's what that cat will look like.
True.
I'm so excited for this game. Like, mm-hmm. this is, I think I've said it on the podcast before, that I want Arceus style, but mm-hmm. with gyms and towns. And that's exactly what this sounds like.
So,
geez, I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, if it does have the Arceus catching mechanic, then I'm about it. But if we are kind of going backwards, it might be a bit of a bummer, but it looks great. It looks better than Sword and Shield. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it so far.
I mean, last week we talked about this and the possibility of Gen 9, and like,
what did we even all say? I don't even remember. Did we say it was going to happen? I forget.
I feel like I was alluding to it and I remember thinking it, but I don't remember exactly what I said, but I feel like we were all like the resounding opinion was more of like, there's no way they're doing this. Like there's not like there's
focus on Arceus and
there's yeah.
Which yeah, I did call us, that was going to be a free update in Arceus.
Well, speaking of free updates though, what's up with the diamond? Like, I don't know the Pokemans all that well. Like, should I be excited?
It's a mythical Pokemon.
What did they open? I mean, update Shaman's Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah. You get a note from Oak, and then
oh, that's right. I need to go and update those tiles.
Yeah, it's the mythical Shaman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that tied to Arceus?
It's like a little hedgehog. It's a little hedgehog. It's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I was expecting so much more, and they're like, here, you get a note, and then you get this. And I was like, Pokemon is usually
especially for the remakes, they're just like, release it and forget it, pretty much.
Yeah. I was just like, why wasn't this there to begin with? Like, why are we
like, oh, we sold 14 million copies. I guess we should probably, maybe.
give them one more thing.
Throw them a bone. Also, you could get some free balls in Arceus.
I took advantage of it. I did.
Gigaton balls.
I did.
They're the good ones too. It's the Ultra Balls, Gigaton, and Jet. So they're the best.
Yeah. Spoilers. I didn't know what those were yet. So you know, I was really really upset that they spoiled. They spoiled Pokeballs.
Josh, last weekend, we were at the kids' school for a book fair, and there was a Pokemon book there, and it's like 875 Pokemon. I don't know how many Pokemon there are now, but it's like an ultimate guide. I got it for William. He's been nose deep in that book all week. So it's like, I'm going to have to get that for you and send it to you. It also for me, cause I have no clue how to say all these Pokemon names. There's how to pronounce the names in there. There's how to pronounce them in this book. So it's like,
how does it say to pronounce Arceus?
I'll go look it up. I don't know.
They said it, guys, during the presentation. They said Arceus.
Yeah, but in like, there's like trailers that have Arceus, and then there's trailers Arceus. That have Arceus.
But I feel like the Arceus are like the UK trailers. That's what I feel.
Yeah,
like.
That doesn't count. That doesn't matter.
My favorite part of a new gen for Pokemon is just hearing Josh come up with ridiculous names for them. So I hope you never learn the names.
Yeah, what are the starters' names?
We already went through this. Grass no, cat, I mean, like your pepper sore.
Okay.
And
pepper sore.
Yeah.
Grass cat. That's like the PG version.
Right. Yeah. And then, I don't, he looks like Fancy Duck. Like, I don't know. It looks like a, just his wig is kind of fancy. I don't know. So that's, yeah, that's what I would.
Are you going to be resetting your game hundreds of times to get,
to get shiny, a shiny version?
Nope. Nope. I'm not. I'm
big fan.
I'm not.
Did you do that at all in Sword and Shield?
No.
No, Johnny.
No, I didn't do that. No, I, okay. I tried to do it in Diamond and Pearl, but like it's.
That's monotonous.
I just have people in the Discord give me the shiny stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the shiny hunt. That is the perfect shiny hunting method.
Yeah, we got breeder. We got
shout out to Antoine and Carpet. That's yeah. No, I mean I'm pumped. Like I said, Nintendo is like full speed ahead. You know, Pokemon is full speed ahead. Like. I feel like they're like, we're going to ride this out until inflation totally hits and we're nobody's buying any games.
Release as many games as possible.
Until we hit a recession.
before the student loans come back.
But Johnny bought a PS5. He knows that games were going to be $70. So
yeah, I know. Especially, you know, even though they advertised a deal of a free upgrade.
Yep. Come comment on Johnny's TikToks because he likes that.
But be nice. Please be nice.
And like I'm just starting to think it's TikTok, or I'm thinking it's the internet, because no matter what type of video I make, it's just toxic.
Well, okay, so talking about the internet, like with Pokemon Presents, they were complaining that this is too soon for a Gen 9, and it's, I don't know where you guys are on that, but it's like, if they didn't announce Gen 9, people would have been complaining, where is it? You know, so like, you can't please anyone, right? But is it too soon?
No, it's not. After playing through Pearl as fast as I did, like, I feel like these are not, like, they can be very extensive and long games, right? But even with Arceus, which I feel like I don't even know if I've spent more time in that game. It feels like I have, like I'm just like, I'm all about it. Like, yeah. I feel like the more they put out, the more they succeed,
the more they take over the top 10.
The more we see
these games, they feel different, you know, like
yep.
Diamond and Pearl feels different than Arceus, and I'm sure
and Gen 9 Pearl felt different than Sword,
and Gen right? 9 already looking so good. Like the textures on the Pokemon are really cool. We see that's scales
it's
on
it's the Switch 2.
So it is coming out this year.
Oh, dang it. Well, did you see the scales on the snake? Did you see they compared it to Horizon Snake?
I mean, yeah.
The same price games. Like, yeah.
It's really called Snake. That's what I named it.
It's the Viper. I think it's the Viper.
Okay.
So cool. Going back to the logos real quick, I like them because I think that there's a bit of a hint as to what the game is going to be like. The Scarlet feels kind of more old-fashioned to me, where Violet is like space. And there's theories right now that maybe this game has to do with time travel. And in the trailer, we see a clock spinning around and their time is going all crazy.
So they're going to explain Arceus in this game?
Yeah, they're going to explain Arceus. So you gotta buy Gen 9, both of them, because each one is going to have like a different story. Like one person will change or something. So you got to buy them both. And then they'll tell you why Arceus.
But would that be so far off? I mean, that's what they did with Diamond and Pearl.
I don't think so. I think.
But wait a minute, though. Like, let's run with this theory for a second here. What if in Scarlet you go back in time, and in Violet you go forward in time?
They're not going to do
that.
They
don't change the game. It's just different Pokemon.
I mean, they've been changing.
It would be cool.
They'd get more people to buy the dual pack if they put that out there and they told people they were different experiences.
If Scarlet is back in time and Violent is maybe future,
Violent.
Maybe one of the versions is actually Detective Pikachu 2, because like where is that?
Hey, I'm trying to be serious here.
That was
promised
over 5 years ago, wasn't it?
2019.
It was like,
They have the reason they're putting out so many Pokemon games is to try to afford Ryan Reynolds again.
Yeah, they're waiting for that.
His prices have gone up since he's become.
I love so when Pokemon popular. News happens because Josh doesn't know anything.
I almost fell out of my chair. Here's how bad it was. I thought that was at 6 p.m. that night for me, and I woke up on Sunday morning, and I was like, how do people already know all this stuff, you know? Like I'm wiping the sleep out of my eyes going, this happened 2 hours. Oh cool, I get to watch this.
Johnny, did you have good thumbnails on your reaction videos?
I didn't do one. I was up late playing Elden Ring, and I woke up for the presents, and I'm like, I don't feel like making content, so I'll just lay in bed and watch it.
I will say, I hope the box art doesn't show the legendaries. I like the way that Arceus looks, and maybe they didn't show Arceus on the box art because we've already seen what Arceus looks
What's
like.
Box art?
The box art for because you're physical.
You mean the thumbnail on the Switch? You don't want the thumbnail on the Switch?
What is the history on? Because Red and Blue had the final evolutions of starters. Is that the only time starters in final evolution form have been on the cover?
And Ho-Oh, those are legendaries.
Yeah, those are legendaries. And yeah, I think you're right.
Gen 3 was just legendaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everything but Gen 1.
What's on Soul Silver here? What is that? Is that
that's Lugia.
There's nothing on there. That's a.
So yeah, it's a title. It's
words. It's
words. But I mean, so they really showed. They have the legendaries on Sword and Shield, so I would think that they would have it on Scarlet and Violet.
They probably will.
Sword and Shield wouldn't have made sense without the legendaries on the cover.
Oh, I still don't have those.
Yeah, good point.
I haven't gotten. I didn't get them either.
I think somebody gave them to me. I never went and caught them. And I accidentally threw my Master Ball at like a Ratatatatata, whatever it's called. So
yeah, accidentally for the content.
That is a good Twitch clip. It's up there somewhere.
Yeah. It wasn't an accident, I promise. So the whole thing's got me excited. It's got me super pumped, you know?
This whole year is
incredible.
Super fun year.
It's just the biggest problem is just like, how do we find time for this? I'm going to throw this out here though. I think that the chip bet also decides our teams for Advance Wars. So Johnny and I are coming for you too in Advance Wars.
But like we're not going to know about Breath of the Wild until November. Well,
as of right now, those are the teams.
We'll just say that's the teams for Advance Wars in April.
Okay, for everything, like, that's the teams for everything.
Well, I don't know. Oh, speaking of though, like Strikers. I don't know, this you just reminded me that.
Oh yeah, that's this year.
Right. That's what this year's like. We're gonna be like, Splatoon. Oh yeah, that's coming out. Yeah, Splatoon, like huge year. Nintendo's full blast right now. They're just like, hype train all aboard.
Like we got people like John out there that buys everything, so yeah. It's fine, we'll be fine.
let's do it. But I mean, in Mario Golf Super Rush right now, if you want the different colors of Shy Guy, play ranked mode, play a couple ranked matches and you get different colors. So
scrape in the bottom of the barrel.
Wow.
We got Monster Hunter DLC too.
Right.
Wait, that's
summertime
summer?
Also yeah, so summer. So and I'm just gonna put this out here now. I need those amiibo. So if anybody sees them come up somewhere, make sure you're tagging me, please. I have my alerts on, but I just don't want to. I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and Min Min's like confirmed, but hasn't gone up for pre-order
end
yet.
End of April. Yeah,
it hasn't gone up for pre-order anywhere.
Sports. Yeah. Well, there's still plenty of Metroid Dread and Zelda Loftwing all over. So
yep. Nobody likes Skyward Sword.
I do. Okay. Well, hey, we hit an hour. This has been fun. Like Mario Day next week on podcast day. Hopefully we get some incredible news that we get to talk about. And we did have a successful Mario Kart night with everybody. I think we had 35 people join our tournament. So we want that more stuff like this is going to be happening in the future. We, yeah. and maybe even I think the four of us need to we need to take on some teams in Splatoon.
Let's do it.
I think we need to you guys need to learn me how to play some Pokemon Unite, and
we need a fifth.
I'll pick my lane. Just tell me what lane, and I'll
actually you want to rotate.
Just tell me how much money I need to spend.
Do the objectives.
Okay. Play it like I do Overwatch and don't touch the objectives. Perfect. I know exactly. Remember that game's on Switch? I had forgotten.
That game is on Switch.
Yeah, it is.
I have it on Switch.
So do I. All right. Much love, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time.